Well, that was a hanger. We're all here. We're all still waiting to know what's that one more thing we need.
I can humbly say of the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of contracts I've signed for remodeling homes in Arizona, the one page that seems to accomplish more in the way of avoiding misunderstandings is, folks, when you're just getting to the point of getting ready to sign that contract, you want that contractor to put a list together of everything that's not included in the project. And here's why. We've been talking about this hypothetical master bathroom remodel the whole morning this morning. And when I'm meeting a contractor and I'm talking to him about the project I want done, we may have talked about, a 7-jet whirlpool tub. We may have talked about a full tile steam shower. We may have talked about mood lights. There's a lot of things we could have talked about that in my mind as the homeowner, I get convinced because we talked about them, they ended up in the contract. But what I forgot was when he came back with his first preliminary proposal, I had a near heart attack and I told the contractor, that's way more than I can afford. Bring it back in, scale it back. Well, then that's where the mood lights got cut out. That's where the full tile steam shower got cut out. And that's where the 7-jet jacuzzi tub got cut out. And we went to something that was more in our budget. So to avoid being in the middle of the job, thinking you're getting something, before you sign that remodeling contract, sit down and have a conversation and ask the contractor, tell me everything you don't have included in this job. What am I going to have to buy direct? What have we talked about that didn't get included in the final scope of work? And here's the real acid test. Before you ink that deposit check, before you ink your signature on the contract, stop and close your eyes and ask yourself this one question. Of all the 2 or 3 candidates I'm interviewing to do this job, fast forward the project to the middle of the job. And something goes wrong. Something goes wrong. It could be anything. Maybe we got a red tag and the inspectors need to be called back the next day. Maybe when your dog was in the backyard and it shouldn't have been, somebody opened the gate, the dog got out. Something goes wrong. Before you pick your contractor, close your eyes and say, of all the ones I'm interviewing, who is the one person of the ones I'm interviewing that I want showing up that day? Whose cell phone number do I want? Who has shown me the most composure, the most time punctuality, the most preparation, the most organizational skills, and the highest level of confidence? Who is the person that I want to know I can reach out to and find and touch and get a hold of on the day, inevitably, I'm disappointed in something about the project? That's who you pick to remodel your home. I'd like to thank our special panel of guests here. I'd allow them to go around the table and reintroduce themselves. Tom Riley, Renovations.
Hi. Thank you, Rosie. This is always great fun being down here. I just enjoy it, being in the middle of the studio
we
and all the
excitement, you coming.
The energy, the great company that's here. I just think it's wonderful. And if anybody in the Prescott area is listening, give us a call, 445-8506. We're Renovations, your complete remodel resource.
Great website. Website address?
RebsWeb, www.renovationsaz.com.
John Reuter, Assurance Builders in Tucson.
Yeah, it's certainly great to be here. Certainly enjoyed it. And, we're looking to help anybody out.
You've been a member since 2008, so it's 5 years.
5 years. We're right in the middle then. Okay. Well, thank you. So it's been a great partnership. We've enjoyed that. So we can be found on the line at assurancebuilders.com. Or you can call us at 520-546-9752.
Fantastic. We appreciate you joining us. And the Hartmans.
I'm Mark and Lisa Hartman from Sedona and the Verde Valley. And we certainly had a good time coming down here. And please don't hesitate to give us a call for any remodel needs. 928.
Lisa, you run an interesting company that grew out of the construction company.
Yeah, I started doing Mark's books, and then I started doing the construction cleaned, and then it turned into Maids of the Valley Cleaning Service. His clients wanted my crews back. And then as time went by, some of our clients aged, and we have a senior care service. So it's kind of you can do everything with us. We can take care of you from birth to death here.
Now, that's just a matter of meeting your clients' needs right there.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Final cleanup is a nice little way to punctuate the job, isn't it?
Oh, it really is.
It is. It makes the difference between a good job and a bad job with our clients. If they come in and that place is not cleaned, the job is ruined.
That's one of those things on the exclusives, is they excluded the cleanup, or, you know, it wasn't something they were going to do. You know, a construction outside landscape with nothing to touch, that's a messy, ugly.
Well, and if
plot
you, and if you're going to assume final cleanup yourself as a homeowner, I don't think you really
it'll
understand.
Ever finish.
I don't think you really understand how big a project that is. It was one thing we opted to do years and years ago. We include a final professional made cleanup before we turn the house back over to the homeowner. It is made clean. It passes the white glove test. So again, thank you, special panel of guests, Rosie on the House certified remodeling contractors from across the great state of Arizona. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. And I'd like to also encourage you to stay tuned next week. We're going to be talking about a very big trend in the housing and remodeling industry. It's aging in place. You know, we are not so quick as the baby boomers. We are not so quick to downsize and move to someplace smaller. We're going to talk to you about ways you can work with the house you've got now, not move, stay in the neighborhood you love, stay with the mature landscaping, don't get too cramped, what to do with your stuff. You got to worry about all that. Listen, in the last 3 hours, if you've been encouraged or blessed by anything you've heard, I would encourage you to do one thing. Please pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be blessed or encouraged and do it.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.